Hello, hello, beautiful people. We're back again with another episode of Complete Circle. Always excited to share with y'all, always excited to give y'all a word, and always excited to give y'all a blessing. Amen. So without further ado, let's get into it, okay? Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam back with episode 5 of the Complete Circle podcast. How exciting! So I know that my past couple of episodes have been a lot about focused on, you know, faith and healing. So I wanted to kind of switch over into the mental health aspect of things because that is a big portion of this podcast. So today I wanted to get into talking about anxiety. So anxiety is very common in our world today, honestly. And I feel like because of everything that's going on around us, anxiety has become a lot more prevalent and, you know, a lot more of something that people around us are struggling with, whether it's, you know, obvious to the eyes or something that they struggle with in silence. But nonetheless, I feel like a lot more people are struggling and suffering with anxiety than they even care to admit or even care to acknowledge for that matter. And anxiety can show up in so many different ways in different people, and the symptoms, the way that it translates and shows, and the way that we act, interact, behave, et cetera, can look so different in so many different people. And that's why sometimes it's hard to be able to identify it as being anxiety because, you know, it's not the same for everyone across the board. But first, it starts with understanding what anxiety is. Like, what actually is anxiety and what causes it? Why are people so anxious all the time? You know, and the symptoms and all these different things that come with having anxiety or being anxious. So the word anxious literally means experiencing worry, uneasiness, nervousness, and it could be typically about an event or something with an uncertain outcome. And it's always a mental thing. So let's kind of talk about that for a little bit. So that part about being anxious about something with an uncertain outcome, I feel like is the biggest thing. Like, anxiety is literally excessive worry about something that you have no control over half the time. And that's really what it is, plain and simply put, is being worried excessively about things, people, events, future things that you have zero control over. And it's something that you cannot stop thinking about, something that you cannot stop worrying about, that is constantly taking up space in your mind, constantly occupying you mentally. And it's just, you can't shake it. You can't get yourself to stop, you know, thinking about it, to stop worrying about it. And then it becomes anxiety. So that part, when it becomes excessive and you cannot stop, that's when it starts to create that anxiety and that it starts to make you anxious and you're always on edge and you're always worried and you're always, you know, and it always even thinking negatively. I think that with it having to do, you having anxiety about the future, you know, like, am I going to get this job? Am I going to be successful when I get this job? Am I going to be able to be as good as those around me? You know, the need to always be perfect, the need to always do everything right, the need to be as good as everyone else around you. That thing of comparison is a big one as well. Like, you know, looking around and feeling like you're not up to par or you're not hitting whatever imaginary standards have been set, and just feeling like you always need to do more, that you always need to exert yourself more than others because you just don't feel like you're good enough or that you have the capabilities or the abilities to be able to do whatever it is that you're, you know, in position to do. And I think that in the world that we live in, don't even get me started, I see why anxiety is through the roof and why people are so much more anxious these days. Because number one, if we look at everything that's going on in this world, it is like, I don't blame people for being anxious and worried all the time, because the world we live in is a scary place. And honestly, it's only getting scarier. You know, the things going on in the world as a whole, in society, between races and the violence and everything that's taking place, it's hard not to be anxious about, you know, is my family going to be okay? If I'm Black in America, am I going to be okay? Am I safe? Or how can I walk around society and not fear for my life and not fear for the life of my child? And all these events that are taking place around us, it's jeopardizing and compromising our safety as a people. And naturally, our response is to be worried all the time and to be on edge. And you don't know what's going to happen, you know, tomorrow. And just being uncertain about the outcome of things in general. And so that is one thing that I can understand would bring someone's anxiety and worry levels through the roof. And another thing is that society's standards, society's expectations of people, and just the pressure to show up a certain way, to be a certain way, to achieve a certain kind of lifestyle, and to, you know, put on a certain kind of persona and to fit in, and all these things that, you know, we see in people in the world, and feeling like you got to keep up with the Joneses. You know, like, I have to have a nice car, I have to have a big house, I have to have a six-figure salary, I have to be the top of my class, I have to be the first one in my family to do this. You know, all these pressures that are coming from society, from school, from family, from yourself, and just what is put out in media. That's a huge anxiety-provoking thing, social media. Like, social media is just, don't even get me started. Like, if you don't know how to use it wisely, or if you're not in a place where you are okay within yourself and will not allow it to penetrate your peace, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media you use, it's a portrayal of what is good. It's a portrayal of what's right, of what's going on in someone's life that's new and exciting, but it's not the real or whole truth. And so, you know, scrolling on social media and seeing people living their best lives, it's like you're only seeing the best part of their life. You're not seeing everything else, but, you know, we get all wrapped up and caught up in that, and we start comparing ourselves, and we start thinking that, oh, you know, I'm not doing this, so what's wrong with me? Or I'm not where I feel like I should be, but they are. So, you know, why can't I be there? Why didn't I end up as successful? Or why can't I go on all these vacations? And it's just a whirlwind of things that poke and trigger someone's anxiety and worry and anxious thoughts, because there's just so much that you get caught up in, and the negativity of it all, and just everything about it. And I'm not saying that, you know, that I'm against it, obviously not, because when you have a platform and you have, you know, a business or a brand that you're trying to grow, social media is not bad in and of itself. I think it's just the effect that people allow it to have on them that is the bad thing about it. So that is also something that is like, if you don't have control of your thoughts, and you don't have peace within yourself, and that, you know, godfidence, you can easily allow social media and what people portray on it to, you know, cause that anxiety, to cause that worry, and the need to always feel like you have to be better than the next person or just as good as them. And I could go on and on and on and on all day about that. But also just, you know, the pressures we put on ourselves, I think that's probably one of the biggest things. You know, setting, I don't want to say unrealistic standards, but unrealistic standards. Like, if I'm saying it real, like, unrealistic standards. And I think that we set it's not bad to set high standards for yourself. Let me put that out there. Let me be very clear on that. It's not bad to want the best for yourself. It's not bad to want to succeed and, you know, be as good as you know you can be. But I think it gets to be a little bit of a problem, for lack of better words, when we start to beat ourselves up so much about not necessarily reaching the goal. It's okay to not always hit it right on the mark. But as long as you know that you've put in your best efforts, as long as you know that you tried your hardest and you put your best foot forward, I think that should be enough. But there's so much pressure, you know, coming from everywhere that, oh yeah, you have to be this way. You have to hit your goals. You have to succeed always. And sometimes you're not always going to. Sometimes you're going to fall. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're going to fail. And that should be okay too. But that pressure of always feeling like you have to be perfect and hit everything perfectly creates that anxiety and that worry and that excessive thinking of these things in your mind that then translate and show in the way that you live, the way that you act, the way that you speak, the way you walk, the way you behave, just every aspect. And you don't even realize it. And you wonder where all this stress is coming from, all this worry, and you wonder why you're starting to, you know, act in a way that you don't recognize. It's because of those silent pressures that you put on yourself that you take from other people in society, and now you feel like you have to be there and always be top tier. And it's like, who said that? Like, it's not realistic. And I think that that's the problem, you know, as a society and in this world, that it's almost not okay to not hit the mark all the time. You know, it's not allowed. You know, we don't celebrate, or rather we don't show that or speak on that enough to make it okay. And so when it happens, it's like, you know, it's the worst thing ever. This is the end of the world. I'm a failure. I knew I couldn't do it. All these things that it's just like, it's not even that serious. Like, you didn't even need to drag it like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's that. And also, This has been like a huge thing for me. You know, here's my transparency. Learning that it's okay not to be okay. That part. Like, let's really talk about that. Like, it's okay to not be okay. I'm gonna say it again in a different way. It's okay not to always have it all together. It's okay to not always be at your best. It's okay to have those days where it's just like, dang, I don't know if I could do this. I don't even know if I wanna do this. Like, it's okay. It's perfectly normal. It's human. It is human. Like, let's make that a norm. Like, let's make that normal. Let's make that okay. Let's make that something that people see and people that are more honest about, you know? And I think that that always wanting to, you know, be the part, play the part, show up as the part is also a lot. Because that's not real. Life is not like that. Life is not always rainbows and roses and sunshine. And you're not always going to be perfect. You're not going to be good at everything. You're not always going to look the best. You're not always going to be the best. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make you any more of who you are. It's just sometimes that's the way it is. And that constant need to always show up perfect and the best is a lot. And I understand why that would cause someone so much worry and stress and anxiety, because it takes a lot to always show up at your best, you know, looking the part and being the part and doing it. And, you know, it's a lot. It's not easy. And I think that it's okay to admit that too, because even if you are able to always show up that way, it's okay to admit that it took a lot and that you know, that came with a lot of worry and a lot of stress and a lot of excessive thinking. And, you know, a lot of work went into that. And that's okay, too. So all these different things, you know, are what I feel like caused that anxiety, that worry, that stress. And it's really, it's not healthy. And mentally, it is really detrimental. Like, if you allow it to drag on and don't find ways to cope and to make sure that you're okay, it will get the best of you. I say all the time to my individuals at work, like, if you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you. And that's just bottom line. Like, if you don't deal with your emotions, your problems, your mental health, whatever it may be, it's going to deal with you, and it's going to deal with you hard. And it's not going to be pretty. And it's not going to feel good. And it's going to be worse than if you were to just deal with it head on yourself. So it's important to know that since anxiety is a mental problem, we have control over whether or not we can allow it to occupy any space in our mind. And we also have the control to go beyond it fully. And it's important to believe that you are in control. That is a very important aspect of that. It's knowing that I don't have to allow my thoughts to get the best of me. It's knowing that I don't have to allow all these thoughts and these worries and this stress to control me, but I rather can have control over it. So let's talk about the signs of anxiety. So some signs of anxiety, or, you know, that excessive worry or whatever you want to call it, can be lack of focus. So not being able to be present in the here and now, not being able to just focus on what you're doing in the moment, but rather your mind is all over the place. You're thinking about weeks down the road, months, years, and just trying to plan way ahead and just fearing all the time that your plans are not going to come to fruition or come to be what it is that you want them to be. So that's one. Having no energy. You're just not motivated. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to do nothing because of that worry or fear that, you know, people are going to judge you. You're not going to be good enough. All these different thoughts. Always being nervous. You're irritable. So people easily irritate you. You're reacting more than you usually would. Also being sweaty, you know, in specific moments of things that make you anxious, being sweaty is a sign. Fidgety, so you can't stay still, you can't sit still. Being afraid all the time, fearful, you know, worrisome of whatever the present moment is bringing or whatever the future presents. You're never at peace. You're always afraid. You're always worried. You're restless, you know, you can't stop thinking about all these things, and you can't get your mind to quiet down. And some symptoms of anxiety are insomnia. You can't sleep because, again, your mind is not at peace. Your mind is not quiet. You can also get sick easily, actually, because, like I always say, from your mind flows all things. So if you don't take care of your mind is a wreck. That translates to your body. So now as a whole, you're just not as strong and you're more susceptible to sickness, to things that can affect you and impact you mentally, emotionally, physically, etc. You may not be able to eat, or you may eat too much. Some people cope with their anxiety or things that make them worry by eating to distract themselves. So that can also be a thing. Your heart racing, that's a big one. Like, in moments of being worried or anxious, your heart may be racing and you can't control it because you can't get yourself to calm down. And many different things. But like I said, it's very individualized. So it could show up in different people in different ways. So these are just some symptoms and signs. But again, it's just anything that is opposite of what your body naturally is, are signs that something is wrong. So if you know that you're not normally someone who's, you know, let's say sweats a lot, or your heart doesn't usually race a lot, but now all of a sudden you're seeing those things happening, it's a sign that something is going on. So it's important to also be aware of the natural state and homeostasis of your body so that you know when your body is off balance and that there's something not right. The more aware you become of your body at its controlled, peaceful state, the more aware you become of when it's not. So it's very much important to get in tune with yourself and your body mentally, emotionally, physically, so that you're more aware of when there's something that's off and that you can easily address it or seek the help that you need. And some effects of anxiety are confusion, emotional imbalance. You can make erratic decisions because you just want to be in control all the time. So you are just doing things that you feel like are going to help you be in control. You could be very forgetful, you know, because again, you're not present, you're not focused. So things are just flying out of your mind and you don't really remember what it is that you were supposed to. Easily angry. You could become depressed. Also, you could have panic attacks. When you get overly worried, overly anxious, it could definitely start to, your body responds in a way that it's like in overdrive. Like your heart is racing. You can't breathe. You can't speak. You're shaking. It's just a lot going on. And so it's definitely important to get ahead of it while you can. Because the more you let it linger, the more you don't address it, the more you ignore it, is the worse it's going to get. And depression is a big one. Anxiety and depression go hand in hand. 9 times out of 10. A lot of the individuals that I work with, if they're anxious, they are depressed. If they're depressed, they're anxious. And so it's that line of like when you start to allow those negative thoughts, those excessive thoughts of worry and stress to take over your mind. Now it's kind of like, well, I just am unmotivated. Like I can't calm this down. I can't deal with it. So now I just don't want to. And so now you have a lack of motivation. You have a lack of want to do anything, to go anywhere, to be, you know, present in life. And so it's very, very, very important to pay attention to your mental health and take care of yourself mentally, because if you don't, it's going to show up so negatively in your life and you're going to be caught off guard with the way you start to feel and the way you start to act based on this. So please, 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 y'all, emphasis on this, like take care of yourself mentally, get in tune, know, you know, who you are and how you feel when you feel good, when your body is in a good state, when you're doing well emotionally and mentally, so that you can again identify the moments, the times that you're not. And so being able to move away or overcome, or better yet, because sometimes you don't always overcome it, you just learn to manage it, and that's okay too. But being able to move to a place of either overcoming, managing, dealing with your anxiety is just being able to, one, in the moments where you do get anxious, taking deep breaths and really grounding yourself. I think that's very important. So bringing yourself back to the center, whether that means you have to close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths. I like to do this thing with my individuals where I tell them to kind of focus on their senses. So focus on something that you love the smell of. Focus on something you love to hear, something you love to see. Imagine yourself in a place that brings you peace, something you like to touch. So getting in tune with your senses will help you to calm down and distract your mind from those excessive thoughts of worry and stress and bring you back to a more peaceful place that can bring you back to the center. So that's also a good way of doing that. Also, being able to develop other coping skills. So maybe when you're anxious, you want to, you know, journal. Maybe when you're anxious, you want to listen to music that helps you calm down. Maybe it helps to call someone and talk to somebody. Maybe it helps for you to, you know, go out and do something that you love. You know, just finding different things that bring you joy, that bring you peace, that bring you back to that regulated state is very important. So also that means like finding those things that do that for you, finding things that bring you peace, that calm you, that soothe you, so that you know in those moments when you're not calmed, when you're not soothed, that you're like, okay, I know this helps, so now I'm going to go and do this, or I'm going to try and use this to center me again. And sometimes, you know, some things work in some moments and some things don't. So it's having a toolbox of things to reach and pick from, because the more tools you have, the more prepared you are for whatever happens in those moments to be able to calm yourself down and bring yourself back to center and, you know, a regulated emotional and mental state, which is very important because only you know what works for you and only you know what helps. And so no one else can tell you that. You know, people can make suggestions, people can try, but you have to know what works for you so that you can use it when you need to. And it's also, I'm going to emphasize this because I'm huge on this, finding someone to talk to, a therapist, because that also is essential, I think. Whether or not you suffer with anxiety or anything mental, it's just nice to have someone who is unbiased, non-judgmental, a complete stranger who can give you a fresh new perspective on things to help you better understand yourself and guide you to seeking, guide you to getting those answers that you're seeking. So that's also very important. Seeking out professional help if need be, because that's okay too. And making that okay. And understanding that everyone needs that, whether or not they want to admit it, come to terms with it, acknowledge it, whatever you want to say. It's just knowing that that's something that can definitely help too. So, you know, anxiety, could talk about it all day, every day. But just to really bring it home, I want to definitely tie in, you know, the biblical aspect of it and just some verses that can also help to put things into perspective and shift your focus. So one of my absolute favorites is Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. So it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, period, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So casting all your anxieties on him and understanding that any request that you have, big or small, God is in control. He hears you. He listens to you. And he wants to know what those are because he wants to give you that peace. He wants to soothe your mind, your heart, your soul, and every aspect of you to be able to know that you can trust him and that you need not worry about what is to come because he's already in control. Another verse is 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God cares about what you're worried about. God cares about what you're stressed about. God cares about, you know, what it is that you can't stop thinking about. He wants to know all these things and he cares enough to hear them and allow you to put them on him so that he can take on those burdens and that he can, you know, bring that peace to you and that you don't have to carry that all by yourself. And also, another one that is really great is Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So just trust him. You know, let him take control. And he will always show up. Always. And one final verse that I absolutely love is Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. That, guys, is like, I don't know, the best way to end it, because trusting in God and having faith brings so much peace because we can't control the future. We don't know what the tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we do know that God is in control and he will do just what he said he will do. And if he promised, he promised. And what he says, he says. And what he says he'll do, he'll do. And so being able to just cast that worry on him and knowing that if he did it before, he'll do it again and again and again and again, that can help ease whatever worries or whatever anxieties you may have about the future or about the present, about the world we live in, about everything that's going on, because he holds the world in his hands. And if you just let it be known to him, there is nothing he doesn't hear. There is nothing that he isn't willing to do. So trust in him. Let go. Let God. Surrender it. And you'll see how much peace that will bring you and how much that will help soothe and calm you in your anxieties and in your worries. So again, as always, beautiful people, thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. And I really hope that this spoke to someone and that this helps someone. And as always, stay blessed, stay beautiful.